You are about to listen to the first few minutes of this month's Prophet University audio series. Each month features a different national speaker on a different business topic. Each presentation can be listened to online or downloaded to your smartphone or computer with the click of a button. Monthly subscribers also have full access to hundreds of past presentations divided into 18 different business topics. Now, let's listen to a few minutes of this month's presentation.
Get prepared so you'll be prepared. That's a line that my wife has used for years with our kids. Yeah, he'd always tell them, hey, you need to get prepared now so you'll be prepared in the event that something happens, right? So just kind of get your ducks in a row, make sure that you're kind of looking down the road and, you know, and not that we, you know, live in a doom and gloom life, not that we, you know, always are living in fear. In fact, quite the opposite. Get prepared so you'll be prepared. Quite frankly, it gives you a lot of freedom. And as we look at this within your business and how it applies to your business, quite honestly, it can give you a whole lot of freedom. I mean, we have, you know, not only have we raised our kids kind of under that motto a little bit of get prepared so you'll be prepared. We live that here at Grandy & Associates as well. Deal with life from a cash flow perspective. Look at, make sure you're, I can say living within your means, right? But at least you're planning your cash flow and where you're at. We all went through over the last couple of years, the pandemic and how that, I mean, how did you fare just going into it, March of 2020, right? What did that look for you when the world locked down? Because quite frankly, for a lot of companies, they went into panic mode. We worked with some companies here at Grandy & Associates that literally closed their doors because they didn't want to deal with that. Didn't know how to deal with it. Didn't know if they could deal with it. Right? So they ran into all those other issues. And so, you know, being prepared, right? Having contingencies in place, knowing what you're going to do, should something come up, actually gives you as a business leader a whole lot of freedom and a lot of comfort. We walked into that pandemic and, you know, being at our level, right? You as contractors fell into that essential category. We did not. And so we did have to shut things down. We did send everybody home, but we sent them all home with their computers and their phones. I mean, we had contingency plans in place. And as we then started walking through that pandemic, we actually grew. We hired people. You know, even in that role, when suddenly our life was turned upside down, it gave us a lot of freedom. And so, you know, we're going to talk a little bit today about getting prepared so you'll be prepared. And we do that because it's now, I think, in our opinion, imminent that we're going to have to be prepared. Just take a look for a moment at some of the things that's going on in our economy today. Right, one of those is inflation continues to tick up. Look what's happened just in your community. You know, and a lot of customers are looking at their discretionary income and it's gone. Right, just what it costs them now for you know, for food and for household living and rent is crazy. In our community, rent has gone up, you know, is increasing 25% faster than incomes are. And then daycare costs. I mean, you know, that in itself, I mean, you almost have to have a well-paying good, a full-time job just to be able to afford daycare. That's a little bit crazy, right? And so all of those things, the costs going up, continue to eat away at the discretionary income or the income that our customers will have available to them to make purchases for things that you offer. And so that gets in the way. That is going to cause your business to slow down. If not slow down, at least change the buying habits of your customers. Maybe they won't be so quick to buy some of the higher end or the add-ons or the features. And so it's up to you to sharpen your skills to make sure that we're still showing them the value in that. It might be up to you within your company to basically, you know, sharpen the skills on how do we maybe keep systems running just a little bit longer and service them versus replace them, right? I like the idea. You know, certainly over the last, you know, two decades, it, in a lot of cases, made more sense to replace a system than it did to repair it. But doesn't matter what it is, when things get really tight, if you are good at, if I can keep that system running for a little bit longer, that may make some sense. And it may help some of your customers stick with you as opposed to leaving and going someplace else if you try and push them for that full replacement system. And so just think about sharpening some of those skills. The inflation is one of those things that has and is going to be impacting your company. One of the other areas, the second item that we see that is impacting a lot of companies that we work with today across the U.S. and Canada is, again, the pandemic. But the pandemic from the standpoint of the fact that most contractors had record years, record growth through the middle of the pandemic. We looked at that part of the puzzle and how much that they were doing, how much, you know, their business went up. Many of them grew as a result of it simply because they were so busy. So many of our customers were stuck at home, and so they were going to spend the money making their homes their own. And so we looked at that part of the puzzle and how it impacted their companies. Again, record years really in all trades across the board. Now, the problem with that is that record growth, that pace isn't maintaining. And so if we took on debt, if we borrowed money, if we grew to a point that we can't sustain anymore today, since the sales levels may not be staying there, are you backing down soon enough? Because if you're not backing down, if we don't start to reduce things, reduce the expenses, then all of a sudden we start digging ourselves in a hole that we're not going to be able to dig ourselves out of.
Well, that's a sampling of this month's Profit University audio series. If you're not already a subscriber, you have three choices. You can purchase this program by clicking on the green Buy button. If you're already a subscriber, simply log in to get the full program. Or if you'd like to become a subscriber, click on the Subscribe Now button. This will allow you to subscribe for only $24.95 per month and get not only this program, but also several hundred programs on topics that you can apply to your business starting today. You'll also receive a physical copy of the current month's program mailed to your office, and you can cancel at any time. As always, invest your time and invest your money in those things that will reproduce.